This is Journey with Prayer, a prayer journey corresponding to our episode, Leading Differently Together, APES Finale with Darian Nardoza. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God provides, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong glory, dominion, forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 4:10-11, taken from the ESV. Everlasting Father, we come before your presence in humble recognition of your boundless grace that you've poured out into our lives. Each of us, recipients of your diverse and perfect gifts, are called to be stewards in your kingdom, to love and to serve your body, your church. And we give thanks, dear God, for the unique ways in which you have fashioned us, each to serve one another and to manifest your love on the earth. In our use of these gifts, may we be slow to speak and quick to listen. And when we do speak, let it bring truth and love, and may our actions reflect the serving strength that only you supply. We ask that through this purposeful endeavor, our lives might be instruments that point to your glory and the redemption found in Jesus Christ. And in all things, Lord, let your name be exalted, and may our efforts lead to the magnification of your name, which stands for all eternity. And God, transform us into servants who seek no greater reward than the smile found on your face and the joy found in serving others. Help us to be encouragers within our communities, uplifting one another in the use of each one's gifts and fostering an environment where the light of your grace shines through combined efforts. And as we look to the example of Christ, our ultimate guide and teacher, embolden us with strength, enrich us with wisdom, and endow us with compassion, so we might carry out your works with a spirit of unity and harmony. May the love that we share in our service be a testament to your unending faithfulness. And may our lives be a continual offering of praise to you. For you are the foundation of all good, the source of all hope, and the architect of true community. We pray all this in the powerful and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. So as you go through your week, I want to encourage you. Take the time to reflect on 1 Peter 4:10-11. Reflect on the gifts God has granted you and how they can be used to serve others in a stewardship that reflects God's varied grace. And engage. Actively seek out opportunities within your church or local community to employ your gifts in service. Or find someone that just needs that listening ear and allow the Holy Spirit to work through you and the gifts that He's given you. And finally, pray. You can pray these three ways. Pray for a heart eager to serve and the ability to recognize how your individual gifts can contribute towards the good of others in your community. And pray for church leaders and members alike that they may be inspired to operate in their gifts with the primary goal of glorifying Jesus in all things. And finally, seek a personal transformation that allows you to let go of fear or inhibition that may hinder you from fully utilizing your gifts, asking God to replace you with His strength and His purpose. You can check the show notes for these references, prayers, and scriptures. Or to find out more about the podcast, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan, and thanks for praying with me today.